In the center of the city of São Paulo, squeezed between two railways, a community of more than 2,500 people has grown over the last 30 years. As I cross the tracks, I step into the muddy roads of the Favela do Moinho, or Moinho Shantytown. The wooden shacks are mostly made of bits of scrap. It is here where Alessandra Cunha lives, a 27-year-old woman who has been volunteering at the Community Association for the past 6 years. She helps residents access basic services like water and electricity and advises them on jobs and benefits.
We can't wait for people's help. We must take action today. I, Alexandra, will do something, and whoever wants to follow me is more than welcome.
People have heard about her commitment to helping people, and she was recently elected president of the Community Association. Shantytown communities like Favela do Moinho are generally neglected by the state. They are considered illegal, so the government doesn't provide infrastructure, access to water or electricity, or waste collection. Today is a very special day for the community here, as the association is organizing a hip-hop festival to gather support. Piles of food, clothes, toiletries and toys for kids have been collected here. Just 3 days before Christmas last year, a huge fire struck the shantytown, leaving more than 1,000 people homeless. It is for them that Alessandra has been working non-stop since government help is still very slow. Alessandra says there is prejudice against the poor people in the district.
These people are lost without food, without a house. They have nothing left. It is also good to show the government we are not criminals. We are poor, we are from a favela, but we are not criminals, which is how they see us.
On the day of the fire, Alessandra tried to help as many residents as she could, rescuing people from the flames and giving them emotional support. But when night fell, she was the one to be taken to the hospital, where she gave birth to her baby daughter. Alessandra's life and her role as a community leader have changed a lot since the fire. She now has an emergency team to provide assistance to those who lost everything. Instead of resting, she's using her maternity leave to volunteer full-time.
Our bond has changed with people here. Before, they would come to us and ask us to help improve their houses, fixing the sewage or building water pipes, or giving them access to electricity. Now they come and ask for a bag of rice, a bag of beans, milk, or blankets and mattresses.
Today, Alessandra has been working since 6 in the morning and is tired but also excited. Many people are attending the hip-hop shows and she hopes enough donations will come in to get them through another month.
We hope that governments wake up to the fact that we are not animals, we are human beings. They couldn't see us until the day of the fire. We didn't exist until that day.
As the music gets louder, more and more people start to arrive. Over 30 artists are here today to perform, including the well-known Brazilian rapper Dexter. He's glad to see people here today who would otherwise never set foot in a shantytown.
We are all here because it is necessary. People are in need, so we've got to give each other strength, charge each other's batteries. Love is what brings me here.
On the other side of this land, far from the music, people are just getting by. Under a bridge, next to the train tracks, more than 100 families are sharing a small area with only two toilets. 59-year-old Maria da Silva has been living here since the fire. She was at her house when the fire started and managed to wake up her two sons and run. Nothing else could be saved. Now she lives in a 3-square-meter space together with two other couples and shares a single mattress with her 26-year-old son.
We are all very upset and devastated. It's not easy to live like that. Everything we have has been donated. The mattress, the food, our clothes. People are looking after us and we're not going hungry.
Living in poverty is not new to Alessandra. She tells me that when she was only 8, she and her family of 9 moved to São Paulo. Not knowing anyone, they lived for more than 1 year on the streets. A stranger took her family to Favela do Moinho, and it was there they built their first house. This experience served as an inspiration for what she does now.
I cannot help the same people who helped me back in those days, but I can help other people in the same way I was helped. And perhaps they will also help others.
Marcia Reverdosa, Deutsche Welle Radio, São Paulo, Brazil.